And you're listening to The Brian Lehr Show on WNYC. My name is Mario Murillo, in for Brian Lehr. Right now, the world's largest brokerage firm, Merrill Lynch, has its headquarters at the World Financial Center here in Lower Manhattan. But now Merrill is planning to flee its 2.5 million square feet of office space for new digs in West Midtown. The news comes just a few months after Mayor Bloomberg and Governor Spitzer boasted about the revitalization of the downtown area. Downtown leaders are protesting the decision. Here's the chairperson of Community Board 1, Julie Menon, speaking yesterday.
It would be very bad news for downtown on a couple different fronts. One certainly is the loss of jobs. Two is then the introduction of a large amount of vacant office space into the market at one time. And three, the impact to the small businesses.
But does this really matter to the rest of us if the company is staying in New York, in Manhattan? Joining me now to look at the impact of this and what it means for the future of Lower Manhattan is New York Times reporter Charles Bagley. Charles, welcome to WNYC.
Well, thank you.
First of all, Mayor Bloomberg and Governor Spitzer have been touting financial companies' expanded presence in the downtown area for some time now. Is this kind of a major setback for their efforts, even though the company is staying here in New York?
Well, I think in their view, back in June, they were able to announce that J.P. Morgan Chase was going to build a new tower right near Ground Zero. And they were thrilled with the prospect of not only Goldman, which is already downtown, building its headquarters across West Street, but now a new bank, or not a new bank, but a new infusion of financial industry employees coming to the area. And then you figure that with Goldman, American Express, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Merrill, you'd also start pulling those smaller firms that work on the periphery of the big investment banking industry. So now all of a sudden we're facing the prospect. It's not a done deal, I caution, but we're facing the prospect of one of the largest employers, if not the largest employer downtown, pulling up and going to Midtown. So it's caused quite a bit of concern that it'll make it that much harder to fill up the Freedom Tower, which is under construction now, a very big building, over 2.5 million square feet, and as well as to plug the empty space that Merrill will leave behind. And Goldman Sachs, when it moves to its new headquarters, it'll also be putting empty space on the market. So I don't think it's going to affect downtown overall. I mean, you've seen the growth of a residential component down there. You've seen a lot of high-end retailers start to move to the area. So I think the residential district is sort of well-established at this point. But I think it's going to make it a lot harder to populate the new towers at Ground Zero. And remember, the developer there, Larry Silverstein, is on a strict schedule to build those towers.
Right. Now, you mentioned Goldman Sachs, another financial company that obviously is going to now stay. After last year, they were planning to leave Lower Manhattan and head out, actually perhaps even worse from New York's standpoint, to New Jersey about a year ago. Obviously, city and state officials, they really put a lot of pressure and incentives, perhaps, to get them to stay. Did they do, or are they doing the same for Merrill? And if not, why not?
Well, what happened with Merrill, with Goldman Sachs, was that Goldman Sachs had never threatened to move to New Jersey, but they didn't want to go to Ground Zero. They picked this site at Battery Park City, directly across West Street from Ground Zero. And then I think because of the mishandling of the negotiations by the state and, to a lesser degree, the city, Goldman got cold feet. And so they called off the idea of building that headquarters and said they wanted to look at their options in Midtown. Now, ultimately, they could never find a site that was acceptable to them. Coincidentally, they looked at the Penn Hotel site, where Merrill wants to go. But the thing is, they needed a building by such and such a time, and that just would not have happened. So then Merrill came back downtown, and to get them back on this site at Battery Park City, the state and the city offered an extraordinary and perhaps an unprecedented level of subsidies because they didn't want to get into because they saw it as so important. I think afterwards, a lot of the politicians sort of disowned the deal and said, "Well, I wouldn't have done that," although they all had some participation to one degree or another, and that created. The deal for Goldman created a lot of envy among every other financial institution, sort of a situation where they said, well, if they got it, I want it.
So why was it back then so urgent for them to keep them downtown, and perhaps now kind of the things have changed somewhat?
Well, Goldman is a marquee name. It's a lot of employees. Having them move out of Lower Manhattan would have really undermined the notion that there still is a financial district downtown. I mean, American Express had made a commitment, but it would have been a pretty momentous if Goldman left, wherever they would go to.
And Merrill Lynch wouldn't have had the same impact?
Well, Merrill Lynch, I think that because their situation was a little, it wasn't in the forefront of everyone's mind. But I know that both J.P. Morgan Chase and Merrill, I mean, everybody went to the state and they said, well, we want the deal that Goldman got. Mm-hmm. And I know when the Spitzer administration came in, that they thought that was a pretty horrendous deal, that the level of subsidies that was given to Goldman was bad public policy and unnecessary, but that's the judgment that was made back by the Pataki administration.
We're speaking with Charles. Let me just remind listeners, we're speaking with Charles Bagley, who's a reporter for the New York Times. You alluded to it earlier. I want to go back a little bit to the issue of who are occupying the spaces now in Lower Manhattan. If you can talk a little bit about the downtown vacancy rate right now and how will it change after Merrill Lynch, and perhaps comment also on some of the people who are moving in there, because it does seem to be changing substantially, considerably over the last several years.
Sure. Well, first of all, New York's financial district, which is, you know, the very southern end of Manhattan, they've seen the big financial firms move to Midtown for the past 40 years. It's not a new phenomenon. But it's still the basic business down there was related to financial institutions, whether it be a Goldman Sachs, the New York Stock Exchange, or an insurance company like AIG. They were the hardcore. And after 9/11, there was a lot of concern because you saw a lot of companies just quickly flee Lower Manhattan. Lehman Brothers, for instance, jumped right up to Times Square, and they had been downtown since for over 100 years. So there was a widespread fear that the financial district would continue to shrink dramatically. The vacancy rate in 2002 was very high. It's probably three times what it is today. And so you can understand why people fear this. But what happened is because space downtown is always cheaper, you saw in recent years a lot of law firms go downtown and smaller companies. But it takes a lot of law firms and small companies to make up the space that's occupied by a Merrill Lynch.
Mm-hmm. So ultimately, does it really matter that it's not so much the financial capital of the financial center of the world, if you will, Lower Manhattan? Obviously, it's still, if it stays in New York. And again, going back to the way Lower Manhattan has been transformed over the last several years, I mean, from the South Street Seaport all the way to the West Side, it is much more residential. As you pointed out earlier, a lot more restaurants and cafes and boutiques and that kind of thing. So Lower Manhattan is being revitalized perhaps in a different way.
Well, that's true, but it still has it's still the fourth largest business district in the country. And this is the only city in the country that has more than one business district, central business district. And I think that if you continue to see companies leave there, and remember, once a company decides they're going to pull out of their long-term home, the blinders sort of come off. So they're not only going to be looking at Midtown. They might also be looking at Brooklyn or New Jersey. And so you could run the risk of those jobs leaving as this sort of core breaks down.
And
Now, I think, you know, overall, downtown looks pretty good right now, but how long is it going to take to fill up those buildings at Ground Zero? They're all supposed to be finished by 2012 or 2013, and that's, what, 6 or 8 million square feet right there. You know, it raises the possibility that to fill them, that then government will have to or feel compelled to offer even greater incentives to, you know, basically taxpayer money to get those buildings filled up.
So let's talk a little bit about the Midtown area then. So if Merrill moves uptown, they're going to move to the, as I understand it, to around the side of the Hotel Pennsylvania, which is still operating. Last I checked, people are still booking rooms there. What's the fate of that building, and what is happening in Midtown concerning some of these development issues?
Well, Midtown is very tight right now in terms of the commercial office market. There just aren't that many large blocks of space available, and rents have soared. As you may know, a lot of new spaces that come up for rent now are going for over $100 a square foot, which is an extraordinary amount of money. So what would happen with the Pennsylvania Hotel, it's a big building. It basically takes up half a block. There's about 1,700 rooms in the hotel. That would be demolished. And you would be, you know, Merrill, if this project were to go forward, Merrill would build a new gigantic 3 million square foot skyscraper on that site. The company that owns the property is Vornado Realty Trust, which owns a lot of property in that neighborhood, including the building next to the hotel.
Now, just quickly, Merrill Lynch has been in the news for other reasons in the last few weeks. It announced its first ever quarterly loss in 6 years as it took a charge related to the subprime mortgage crisis. Does this move have anything to do with that? And is the weakened financial market affecting who stays or who doesn't stay downtown?
Well, I'd only be guessing, but it seems that given the extraordinary losses at Merrill, that they've got to have a very good rationale for doing this move to the site across from Madison Square Garden, because if it is $1 billion or more, a higher cost to move there than it would be to stay downtown, and you're taking on all these losses, maybe you reconsider what's going on. I think that's what state officials are hoping, is that that internally, the Merrill executives who favor the move to Midtown would be unable to make a compelling argument for the move, and so that they would basically reverse course and decide to stay downtown, whether they stay at the World Financial Center where they are now, or they go to a new building at Ground Zero.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. Charles Bagley, again, a reporter for the New York Times, thanks for being with us this morning. We'll continue watching developments in the development area of downtown. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Brian Lehrer Show. In a moment, the high cost of our bail system. Stay with us.